This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Congress has scheduled a hearing of top Navy brass for early September following two deadly collisions at sea. Meanwhile, the Navy's heralded 7th Fleet is now under new management tonight. National Security correspondent Jennifer Griffin has details from the Pentagon.
He's the highest-ranking officer to face discipline just days after the latest deadly collision of a U.S. Navy warship at sea. The commander of the U.S. Pacific Fleet relieved the head of the Japan-based 7th Fleet, Vice Admiral Joseph Aucoin, due to a, quote, loss of confidence in his ability to command.
I think what you're seeing is a culmination of years of the Navy senior leadership back here in Washington, D.C., who have failed to properly man, train, and equip the fleet to do their jobs.
There are 60 to 70 warships, 200 to 300 aircraft, and 40,000 Navy and Marine Corps personnel assigned to the 7th Fleet in the Pacific. The USS John S. McCain's collision comes days after the Navy announced it would punish a dozen sailors from another 7th Fleet ship, the USS Fitzgerald, after seven sailors were killed during a collision in June. A damning Government Accountability Office study in 2015 warned that shorter maintenance and training periods for forward-deployed warships were taking a toll as resources shrunk, but operational tempo and deployments remained the same. Navy officials say more divers and heavy equipment are needed to open up the McCain's flooded compartments to gain access to the bodies of some of the 10 missing sailors. The Pacific Fleet commander visited the crew of the McCain after the crash.
I didn't see exhaustion. I didn't see a crew that was taking a knee, so to speak.
The Navy is now down two destroyers in the Pacific capable of shooting down North Korean ballistic missiles.
Well, that is the some impact of this whole story. It is, Scott, as you and I were talking about, you know, I think about the career of, you know, this Vice Admiral, Joseph Aucoin. You know, what has happened? I mean, he was originally scheduled to retire earlier. They kept him on. And then, you know, an otherwise stellar career that he had. I mean, this, you know, his background is quite distinguished. And now he goes out under a cloud. I think this is very unfortunate. And, you know, for a vessel of this class to end up in a collision, it has everybody scratching their heads. It's like, you know, what Lieutenant Colonel Peters had to say yesterday about this. You know, this just it doesn't make sense. You know, it seems the military has been concerned about the other things here. Is that contributing to the problem? Is there a situation where we have enemies messing around with the GPS systems, you know, some of the technology, and screwing things up to where, you know, they're causing, you know, these kind of accidents to occur? What is going, you know, what is happening here? Because you're talking, yes, you know, you went to the top and the buck always stops with the leader. That's it. And I'm sure that, the admiral, the vice admiral himself would, though this seems very, very harsh at this point, he knows as the leader that, he's subject to this. You know, this is the price of being, you know, in charge and being the top man. But meanwhile, as they found out in the other incidences, there were other people complicit with this problem, responsible for this. You've got downline personnel. You know, you've got backups upon backups on something like this. So it's difficult. And with this announcement, well, I'll tell you, I feel for the admiral and for his family, and you know, in the situation in which he was earlier in the year looking to exit with grand ceremony and appreciation, now it's under this cloud. This is unfortunate. And meanwhile, the latest news regarding the McCain is that the search The sea search has been suspended for sailors from the USS McCain. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. We're coming on 5 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
A note to D.C. bureaucrats. You're not getting away with it. Bill Martinez, live.
Oh, when my baby smiles at me, I go to Rio de Janeiro. I'm a salsa fellow. When my baby smiles at me, the shine lightens up my life, and I am free at last. What a blast.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez, good to have you along with us. It is just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour, and I have been looking forward to our next guest, Larry Alexander. It's been a while since we've spoken. Larry is an American author, columnist, cultural commentator, frequent TV and radio guest, appeared on CNN, CNN International, Fox News. You know, you get the drill. He's all over the place. Also the founder, executive director of Fixed Point Foundation. In that role, he's debated such high-profile atheists as Christopher Hitchens, Daniel Dennett, and Michael Shermer, as well as Muslim cleric Zaid Shakir. He's organized or chaired debates on science, religion, ethics at Trinity College, Oxford University. Currently divides his time between the United States and Europe. Larry, good to have you back with us. How are you, sir?
It's great to be with you, Bill.
Well, you are on an exciting adventure here that grew out of a comparison and, you know, kind of general anecdotal statements that are made out there comparing the United States and other countries around the world. And I guess that kind of put a little bit of a spur in your saddle to where you said, okay, let me go on an adventure around the world in 80 days and let me see it for myself, right?
There you go. Well, it's kind of like this, Bill. In 1831, Alexis de Tocqueville, the French political philosopher, he came to America and crisscrossed it to search out the source of America's strength. And what I'm doing is a reverse de Tocqueville. I'm going to the rest of the world to search it out. And it's kind of a it's de Tocqueville in Jules Verne's hot air balloon.
Yes.
So you know, this is what we're doing here is, you know, think of it like this. As I'm listening to the arguments that are that emanate chiefly from the left. The whole idea of American exceptionalism, from their point of view, is not only dead, it's offensive. It's this, to them, America's exceptional in ways that are all evil, bad. Indeed, America is bad for the world. Mm-hmm. And so they would want to reshape America in the likeness of what?
Yes.
What country would serve as a model for the new America they would want to create? And I thought it might provide an interesting perspective, Bill, to go around the world. I'll be doing interviews like this, and mm-hmm. we'll be blogging on LarryAlexTaunton.com. That's TAUNTON, LarryAlexTaunton.com. I'll be publishing any number of articles there on each of the 23 countries that I will visit. Six continents, 23 countries, 80 days. And along the way, will compare the United States to those countries that the left would hold up as models, but we'll also give you a glimpse of what the rest of the world is like and what America risks becoming if we're not careful.
Well, what a great concept, Larry, and I thank you for doing this because it gives us some, you know, ground level insight into this comparative. You know, sociologically, politically, we're being pushed on the by both ends of the spectrum. You know, what we refer to in political science as the lunatic fringe, and Main Street America is kind of scratching their head and going, "Yeah, it seems like a whole lot to do about nothing." And to your point, whether it's Antifa or the white supremacists, you ask, "Okay, to what end are you rebelling? To what end are you excited about?" And that is not all that clear, other than there's a lot of disruption and intent in their in their objections.
Yeah, well, for sure. I mean, Bill, you should come along. There's a little room in the hot in the basket beneath the hot air balloon, and we could take you along with us, and together we'll take a look at the geopolitical landscape and see what's going on. But listen, if somebody...
Well, that's not... Hey, Larry, let me tell you this. That's not fair tempting me like this, because when I first heard about this, I'm going, hey, can I come along? Can I carry your satchel or something? I'll be in charge of the number two Ticonderoga pencils to make sure you got plenty of pencils to write about.
Well, it might make for an interesting remote broadcast to do it somewhere along the way on this journey. Listen, I tell you, I think that Americans, and by this I'm not referring to, as you say, the lunatic fringe, whether it's on the right or on the left. I'm referring to the average American who loves this country. And what I would want to say to them is I want to remind them of what has served to make this country great. I mean, Donald Trump's slogan, Make America Great Again, of course, presupposes that America was great to begin with.
Yeah, or at some time, yes.
That's right, at some time. And what would it truly make? I mean, we're going to be exploring the question of national greatness, and what would it take to truly make America great again? And I hope to give perspective to my readers, to listeners. We'll be doing video blogs all along the way, again, on LarryAlexTaunton, TaunTon.com. And you'll be able to follow the journey. We launch out this Friday, and we will literally, I mean, we're going to be gone for 80 days. And we will be going to the third world, and we will be staying, you know, five-star. We'll be from one end of the spectrum to the other. We'll sip champagne, I'm sure, along the Champs-Élysées, and also get a look at the persecuted church and what Islam is doing in the third world. And we hope to give Americans perspective on their own country. I mean, this is what de Tocqueville was doing. You know, democracy in America was not written for Americans. It was written for the French, to help the French people understand the turbulent times through which they were living. And in a similar way, I hope to give Americans perspective on the turbulent times through which we live, and get at this whole issue of American exceptionalism. I mean, does the rest of the world, I'm sick of hearing this narrative, does the world really hate America? We hear that all the time,
exactly.
That we're hated in the world. So that's why most Americans are terrified of international travel, as they're certain that their head will get chopped off somewhere along the way. And is it that the rest of the world, you know, really hopes to see America fall in some, or is it that sensible people around the world are actually a little bit nervous about this identity crisis that America is going through, because it makes them feel a little fearful about their own future? I mean, these will be the kinds of things that we're going to address on this trip. So my son and I. We'll cut the cables and the hot air balloon will lift off on Friday.
Wow, what an exciting trip, and I can't wait to get the reports from you, Larry, as you travel through this expedition. And of course, we will stay in touch. But we've got more to talk about on the other side of the break. Stay with us. We're coming on just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now. This is Bill Martinez, and our conversation with Larry Alex Townton continues right after this.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez, live.
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget.
We're
back with you. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. And we're going around the world in 80 days with Larry Alex Tauten. And Larry, I am, I got to tell you, I'm very envious for you. You know, because this has got to be a trip of a lifetime. You're doing this with your son. You did touch on the idea that, you know, you're going to put yourself in harm's way a bit here. I mean, you're traveling some countries that on the surface, they've been very vocal in saying they don't like America or Americans. And you're going, in a sense, as an ambassador. How are you, you know, dealing with the potential danger?
You know, I take my own personal safety and certainly that of my family and staff very, very seriously. And before I ever put myself in harm's way, I have a process for this. I've done it enough that I now have a process, Bill. And that process begins with my wife and my family and my staff and my board. You know, listen, I never want to put myself in danger flippantly. You know, I don't do that. On the other hand, I think that Americans, American Christians in particular, we often are not willing to risk our comfort and our wealth, much less our lives, for the sake of Jesus Christ. And I take very seriously the fact that there are many Christians all over the world who are suffering, chiefly at the hands of Muslims. Christians are, by the way, the most persecuted people on the planet. And statistically speaking, dying at a rate of 100,000 a year for their faith. That's what Spectator calls the great unreported catastrophe. That translates to 11 per hour, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. So, you know, I take very seriously those issues. And it's my desire to bring attention to them. So I do what any sensible person would do. I read up as much as I can. I gather as much information as I can about where I'm going. I try to make sensible decisions about personal safety, and then I go. But I always make sure that, you know, that my wife is okay with it first.
Exactly. Well, that's most important. In these countries that you're planning on visiting here and getting a more than bird's eye perspective, I mean, you hope to engage the culture because you really want to find out, okay, what makes them so unique? What makes them so great or less than? And, you know, get it from their mouth to your ears. You know, are there appointments along the way? Are you going to be meeting with some special diplomats or dignitaries of these countries?
In some cases, yes. In some cases, no. I learned a very long a long time ago that I would lead tour groups to Eastern Europe. Russia and Poland and Hungary and places like this, and China, and if you stick with what the diplomats tell you, if you stick with the official tours, of course, all you will see will be just positive things. Mm-hmm. And I discovered in Ukraine some time ago, I discovered that it was always good to sneak away from the group a little bit, mm-hmm. and to go and look behind the curtain, if you will, to see how the average people lived. What was life like for them? You know, so the official tours would show you one thing, but you can see something else. And this is very important because I will talk to people who will say things like this. You know, gosh, Jamaica, I could just live in Jamaica. I just love Jamaica. And I say, well, of course, you stayed at a Sandals resort. you know, or something like that. But did you ever wander away from the resort to see how the average person lived? And this is a point I frequently make with friends of mine who say, gosh, I think that France is wonderful. I would love to live in France. And I say, well, of course it is if you're there on tour and you stay in the Claridge Hotel on the Champs-Élysées. Right. But it's a rather different thing if you're there living under their incredible tax burden and dealing with the things that the average person has to deal with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my wife had the same comment when we stayed at Ashford Castle in Ireland. She goes, I love this country.
Yeah, well, there you go. If I stayed in a castle in Ireland, I would love it too.
Yeah, it was good fun. So, yes, without a doubt. So I think what you bring up here, Larry, I think it's important for people to understand, this isn't the first time you've been on this type of rodeo.
I've been all over the world.
So you know what to expect and how to work around some of these things. And but what an adventure, because I think that's at the very heart of most men.
Yeah, I think so, too. I mean, listen, just as you've indicated that you'd love to come along on a trip like this, it's very funny because I just returned literally about 9 days ago. I just returned from 3 months in Europe. And so I was looking forward to getting home and watching some football and eating some barbecue and enjoying the American South. And I can barely catch my breath, and I'm already packing because, you know, I head out this weekend on this 80 days, around the world in 80 days project. And I told my wife, my complaining, I will get no sympathy from any of my friends because they do not see this as a burden at all. They see this as something they're all just as you've indicated, they're quite envious and would like to do it themselves. The schedule is going to be brutal. I mean, you can do the math and figure out how long we're going to spend in each place if you're talking about 23 countries in 80 days. So we're moving a lot, and that's exhausting. And I have friends who are businessmen who it seems their lives are on the road. I would hate it. I do a lot of traveling in my own work, but I try to do it so that, you know, I go to a place and I park for a period of time and then I go to the next place, not where I'm changing hotels, you know, every other night. And living out of a suitcase is for some people a delight. For me, it's somewhat miserable. But that said, doing this with my son, who is just beside himself with excitement, places I haven't been. I was counting the other night, and I think I've been in 40 countries in my life, and I've already been on all six continents. But I'm taking in some new territory on this trip, and I'm looking forward to that. And just to be clear to your listeners, Bill, the point of this trip isn't to trash the rest of the world. It's not to go around and say, hey, you know, these people, because they don't have football and Netflix, clearly life here is crap. That's not my intention. There's much that I can appreciate in other places in the world, and in some cases, elements of those countries that I can like better. However, at the end of the day, I've not been in another country that I would say is better to live in than America. And I've yet to be in a country, no matter what they say about America, that they're not a significant portion of the population that isn't trying to get to America.
Exactly. Well, Larry, we got to wrap things up. I know you're getting ready to embark on this tour. Godspeed, my friend. I look forward to staying in touch and getting your reports. And our audience, again, remind them how they can stay in touch and vicariously enjoy this adventure with you.
Sure, Bill. They can follow along on my website at Larry Alex Taunton. That's TAUNTON, LarryAlexTaunton.com. I'm also pretty active on Twitter, and that's at Larry Taunton, TAUNTON. Thanks so much, Bill.
Well, thank you so much. It's Larry Alex Taunton with Godspeed. Goes around the world in 80 days, and we look forward to hearing back from you, Larry. God bless.
Hey, take care.
Attention to anybody of any age who takes any prescription medications. How would you like to save up to 85% on almost every prescription drug you're currently buying at your local pharmacy? We're talking about saving you real money on most of the top prescription drugs. Up to 85% savings. Asthma medications, you can save up to 85%. High cholesterol and high blood pressure meds, save up to 85%. And many, many more. This is not a hard-to-use discount card. These are real savings on prescription meds delivered to your door in days. We have expert prescription consultants to help you right now. It's a free service. So call now and learn how you can save up to 85% on most prescription drugs.
Call now, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Us of what makes our country great.
And they'll know we are Christians by our love, yes, they'll know we are Christians by our love.
Minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. My good friend Carl Gallups joins us now, senior pastor of Hickory Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida, and Amazon Top 60 best-selling author, conservative talk radio host, heard nationally and internationally, also a prolific TV, radio, and print media guest commentator, former decorated Florida law enforcement officer, current sworn, he was formerly a sworn special deputy with the Maricopa County, Arizona Sheriff's Office under the appointment of Sheriff Joe Arpaio. And, of course, we want to talk about Sheriff Joe in just a moment. Carl, first of all, let's bring you on to the show. Thank you, buddy, for coming on, being available. I appreciate your time.
Bill Martinez, it's always an honor to be with you, my friend. Thank you. Thanks for having
me. Well, always. I want to talk about Sheriff Joe Arpaio. We had heard word that there was a good possibility of the president pardoning Sheriff Joe, and many were very elated at that news. He did make it very well known last night that a pardon is coming. Sheriff Joe's going to be okay, he says.
Yes. Well, Yes, and you know, there was a public announcement made. I don't know about a week ago that this might be in the works, and then all the speculation was out there about whether it would happen at the Arizona Phoenix Arizona rally or not. Mm-hmm. And kind of at the last minute, there was an official release from the White House that it would not happen at the rally. Now, mm-hmm. as you know, there's a huge contingent on the left that does not want him pardoned, and they're so vicious and so evil and so filled with vitriol. They want to see him jailed, and so you know, for Trump to say he wasn't going to pardon him last night, a bunch of them, I saw a lot of blogs and tweets going saying, okay, he's not getting a pardon, but that's not true. He yes. is going to be pardoned. Mm-hmm. It just wasn't going to happen at the rally, and so I think very soon your audience will hear and see the announcement. And when Trump, what Trump said at the rally, what President Trump said, kind of, I mean, makes it a done deal, really. I mean, President can change his mind, of course, but by him saying, look, Sheriff Joe's going to be all right, because the crowd was chanting, pardon Joe, pardon
right.
Joe.
Exactly.
And when President Trump said, look, he's going to be okay, I just couldn't do it tonight because of the controversy. I mean, that's pretty clear. He is going to do it. So, and listen, here's the thing. I want your audience to know, this is really... I know people are going to think I'm disingenuous when I say this. It's really not a political thing when you get down to the foundation of it. It is it is as far as what they did to Joe, but right. by Sheriff Trump, I mean by President Trump pardoning Sheriff Joe, that's not a political thing. This comes down to a legal thing, because here's the deal. And what a lot of your audience may not know is this, is that when... Under the Obama presidency and the Obama DOJ, when they started really refusing to enforce federal law that was on the books regarding immigration, mm-hmm. it was getting tough in Arizona, a border state, tough mm-hmm. in Phoenix, immigrants, illegals piling into the city. Sheriff Joe was trying to protect his citizens, and even though there are federal laws under federal jurisdiction about immigration, et cetera, there are also state laws in Arizona. He's a sworn constitutional state officer, and he is required by the duties of his office to fulfill state immigration laws. And so he found himself in a quandary, and this all came out in the trial. So this is a matter of record. This is not just me trying to defend Sheriff Joe. And what happened was,
it wasn't like he did this on his own either, Carl. I
no,
mean,
exactly.
He sought counsel. I mean, he's got his own attorney there,
yeah.
and the attorney says, well, yeah, this is what I, so he went on advice of his own counsel.
Yes, and the point is that when that federal mandate came out, first, he did look for a way, I mean, legally, looked for a way through his attorneys to kind of circumvent the federal mandate, from my understanding. But it was not doable, or at least they didn't think it was feasibly doable. So through his attorneys, he said, okay, well, I won't do that. But what am I going to do about my obligations to the state? So he had three different
Exactly.
attorneys advise him, eventually advised him that, look, you still need to enforce the state laws, and because you're obligated to do that, and you need to do it that way. And so that's what he set out to do. Well, the Obama DOJ interpreted all that as him thumbing his nose at the federal folks and trying to get around it. And so eventually he was dragged into court, and he was under original charges, and I don't remember the statute number right now, but it turned out that they wound up actually charging him with another charge. The first charges were set aside, and he was given another charge, but we discovered as we went through, here's why. Because the original charge they charged him under, the statute of limitations had run out. So they mm-hmm. they came up with another charge, and that charge didn't even fit the so-called crime, and that's what his attorney started arguing immediately. And besides that charge was one that, on the books by the law, does not have a jury trial option attached to it. Now, that sounds odd to me. I don't know how any criminal trial going to jail possibility could have attached to it that no jury trial is available to the defendant, but that's the charge they charged him under.
Mm-hmm.
So they really began to appeal all of this, saying, wait a minute, the charge you charged me under, you found out the statute of limitations is gone. So then you just turn around and slap something else on me that doesn't really apply to this at all and denies my ability to take it before a jury of my peers in Phoenix, Arizona. But they went ahead with it anyway,
yes,
denied him all of his appeals, found him guilty, and were getting ready to sentence him on October, I forgot, 3rd or 4th, something like that. And that's when mm-hmm. Donald Trump was
right.
finally apprised of all the details, not by Sheriff Arpaio, by the way. And then Donald Trump came out and said, you know what, I'm real seriously considering an appeal. And then that was made mm-hmm. public all over the news. And then, of course, the rally was coming up and the leftists were screaming, you better not appeal him there. You know, but I mean, you better not pardon mm-hmm. him. But anyway, that's when last night Trump says, look, he's going to be OK. I'm going to take care of him. I just
he's
couldn't do
okay.
it tonight.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So that's the
well,
deal.
If anything
really
ever sounds like a kangaroo court.
Yes.
If anything sounded like kangaroo court, it was this, you know, that
yes.
you laid out.
Well, Bill, that's the term used by a lot of legal authority.
Mm-hmm.
That's the term, of course, being used by Sheriff Joe. And you know, Sheriff Joe, I mean, the White House called Sheriff Joe. Listen, I'm in contact with Sheriff Joe personally. I've talked to him several
yes,
times.
Yes, I know that.
We call each other by mm-hmm. cell phone. And Mike Zullo and I are very dear friends. So,
mm-hmm.
But Sheriff Joe said that, and this is now public so I can tell it, but they asked him, the White House asked him, look, if it's offered, you know, will you accept? And he said, of course I will. And he said, it's not because I'm trying to get out of anything. It's because I'm innocent. This has been a sham. This has been a railroad. This has been a kangaroo court. Now, I can tell you this. Sheriff Joe believes with all of his heart, and so does Mike Zullo, and so do I, that all of this is a smokescreen front to try to take him, quote, out of the picture concerning the birth certificate investigation. Because that thing is done. It is damning. It is horrendous. There's more earth-shattering news to be uncovered once it hits a congressional committee or some type of a federal criminal investigation. And if Hillary had won and they could have got Sheriff Joe out of office, which they did, and then if they could have got him in jail,
mm-hmm.
the birth certificate issue would have been dead forever. And I'm telling you, it is the foundational issue, Bill, for most of the evil that happened in the last 8 years. And this is going to shatter people's worldview mm-hmm. when all of this comes out. And Sheriff Joe has said, after he's pardoned, he's pushing forward with it. Because he knows
exactly.
What he's
got. Carl, we
got
to hit the pause button.
Got
we
got
to hit the pause button right now. We got to go to break. We pick it up when we come back right there. Stay with us, America. This is Bill Martinez. We are live.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164, 800-915-9164, 800-915-9164.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas.
When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME99 to 42424.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Pastor Carl Gallups is with us as we were talking about Sheriff Joe Arpaio. Carl has a relationship with Sheriff Joe, also Mike Zulu, who has been on with us many times as well. And what this is all coming to, it comes to the same intersection no matter where you start. And that all has to do, Carl, as you were saying before break, with the fake birth certificate that President Obama placed. It wasn't anybody else. I mean, he was the one that put it on the government website, claimed that it was legit. And even right now, in the initial proof offerings that have been presented, it is inarguably a false document.
Yes. No doubt. And listen, the thing is, in December 2016, there was a one-hour press conference that Sheriff Arpaio did and Mike Zulu showing the evidence that they had, two different digital document expert entities from one in Europe, one in the United States, both of them used to train law enforcement, both of them are certified to testify in the highest courts of the land in their respective regions and countries. These are highly renowned entities. Both of them, not knowing that each other were working on it, they came back with affidavit signed resolutions that the Obama birth certificate is an absolute fabrication from the ground up, using a blank template and building upon it. Not only that, but as I've told your audience before, we have the birth certificate of one Johanna Ani, a woman who both of these entities agreed that her document was at least one, and there may be more, but one of the true birth certificate documents that was used to harvest information and to digitally transfer over to a blank template. And we actually have video showing how this was done.
Exactly.
And as you can see it with your own eyes. And again, people can go to carlgallops.com, click on the yellow link under my picture. You can't miss it. It says something about Obama fraud case. You can watch the one-hour press conference, or you can click on, there's a three-minute video synopsis, and you can actually see with your own eyes the moving of the information. And it is unbelievable.
It is astounding.
Yes.
And Carl, I want everybody to note here, this is court-ready documentation.
Yes.
This isn't the kind of stuff that you got to put a tinfoil hat on.
Right.
This is stuff, because after all, I mean, you know, whether you're talking about Sheriff Joe or Mike Zulu, these are all, you're officers of the court.
Yes.
You cannot present something, you know, and go into court and have a tinfoil hat on your head and say, hey, this is the possibility. I mean, this is pretty conclusive stuff.
Yes, it's very conclusive, and I can say with authority that there's a mountain of other information like that that's just as astounding, if not more, that they have not released to the public. Some of it is the, quote, earth-shattering information. And I want your audience to remember, as you just said, this was conducted by the sheriff of the fourth largest sheriff's office in the nation, Maricopa County, Joe Arpaio, a 54-year lawman, a former federal district supervisor with DEA, Western United States, also stationed in the Middle East, also stationed in Mexico, a six-term sheriff, 24 years in Maricopa County, going for his seventh term and was getting ready to win it until George Soros stepped in, donated $3 million to his competitor, and they started this race-baiting campaign on TV and newspaper and radio against Arpaio. Arpaio lost, not by a huge margin, but he did lose because of that influx of Soros money, and the next thing, they were dragging him into court trying to get him in federal prison, and of course, those same bunch thought that Hillary Clinton was going to win the presidency. I'm telling you, Bill, they were in the process of trying to shut down this birth certificate investigation.
Once and for all.
Yeah, because, and the thing is, why spend money covering up the documents? Why spend $3 million trying to defeat the only law enforcement officer who conducted the investigation? Why try to put him in jail if the birth certificate's real? Just release it. Release all the microfilm. Release all the information. Let's clean it up. But none of that has ever been done. No federal law enforcement, no congressional hearing, no judicial hearing of the evidence has ever been conducted. And, of course, it would not have been under Obama's presidency, nor under Hillary Clinton. But your audience needs to remember, not only is Donald Trump the president, but he's the man that egged Obama on back in 2011 to put some kind of birth certificate up there, and Obama did it because of Donald Trump's badgering. So
exactly.
It's a new day.
Yeah, it is a new day, and this will be part and parcel of our pursuit of the truth. Is America ready for the truth, Carl? That's the question.
Well, that is the question. And it's a question of whether the Trump government and the Trump FBI and the Trump DOJ can get this thing together and do something with it. We've got the evidence. I say we. I didn't do the investigation, but I was a part of the whole thing. But we've got the information, as you said. It is signed off on affidavit style by digital document expert entities that train law enforcement, testify in court, plus all of the forensic evidence signed off on by the sheriff and Mike Zulo, investigative people, ready to go. And all it would take 2 or 3 days in a congressional hearing, and this thing could be settled because it is so overwhelming. And I'm telling you, I can tell you, Mike Zulo has told me several weeks ago, but he was waiting to see about this pardon, that he's pretty much getting ready, and you may see this coming soon, to release a lot of the earth-shattering information publicly, regardless. Now, with Joe's being pardoned, and if Sheriff Joe pursues this, as he has threatened to do several times, even on the news, then Mike Zulo may hold off on releasing it publicly until it gets before a congressional hearing. But if for some reason, the people who are supposed to look at this choose not to, it will be released to the world. And there will be such an outcry when people see what they know. I'm telling you, Bill, it is earth-shattering what they know. And when it's released, I think there'll be such an outcry that the officials will have to do something. But again, under Hillary Clinton and Obama, it was never going to be done.
What impact will this have on the Democratic Party?
Well, Well, you know, we're watching the fake news. We're watching all the cover-up in the Democrat Party now. We're watching the Democrat Party sink and all of the fake polls and fake news. And, you know, just like the rally, just like the Phoenix rally, they were estimating, and there were polls and estimations and stories that there would be 7,000 to 10,000 rioters there. And, you know, there were a couple of hundred that showed up. And so, you know, it's already sinking. It's sinking. But when this information comes out, Bill, and if it's heard properly and investigated properly, this could be devastating to the DNC and some specific people. But you got to understand, Bill, this is why this whole thing has been so vicious. This is why whenever people like you and me and others have spoken to it for the last 8 years, we've been immediately vilified, marginalized, lampooned, lamblasted, tagged, and titled as conspiracy theorists and nut jobs. Because I'm telling you, this goes deep, it goes dark, it involves the deep state, it involves all kinds of nastiness, and Sheriff Arpaio and Mike Zullo are sitting on top of it. And for safety's sake, they have also turned over this stuff to several very high-level people in Washington who've got it locked away. If something happens to the sheriff or Mike Zullo, then they are ready to release it. So it's a we'll see what's going to happen. I mean, you know, I can tell you what I know, and that's what I've done, but I can't sit here and make promises what's going to happen.
Well, I appreciate that. I cannot wait to hear the words from our president that Sheriff Arpaio has been pardoned.
Yes.
This will be news that will resound across this country. And for so many that have supported the sheriff, you know, so we're looking forward to that. And I was pleased, even though President Trump chose not to make the announcement last night, I was pleased to hear him say that Sheriff Joe's going to be fine. Carl, in the last minute and a half, 2 minutes that we have together, congratulations on your new book. I mean, you're spitting them out like biscuits, and your publisher is so excited with the success of that you have been able to be blessed with your writing. Tell us about the new book here really quickly, and I promise I will have you back. You know that you're a regular on the show, and we'll be able to break it down further, but just give us a thumbnail sketch of the book and what we have to look forward to.
Thank you, Bill, and you'll be getting a copy very, very soon for you so you can read it. But the title is Gods and Thrones. And it's a month away from release. It's been categorized number one in new releases in two different categories on Amazon already. It's already been critically acclaimed by people who have read it up front. Jim Baker, Dr. Tom Horn, Joel Richardson, number one New York Times bestselling author, Derek Gilbert, Messianic Rabbi Zev Peratt in Tel Aviv. These guys have all critically acclaimed the book. And it basically, you know, people ask me, Gods and Thrones, man, that sounds like a book about spiritual warfare. Well, it's a book about spiritual warfare on steroids. It goes all the way back to the Garden of Eden, goes all the way through Revelation, shows you what really, really, really happened, what's really happening now, and how it ties into everything in the geopolitical sense and the international sense right now in today's world.
And again, it will remind us that God's still in control, isn't he, Carl?
Yeah. Oh, yes, it's very positive. The last four chapters ends with, you know, our place in all of this and how to live positively in a world that's going out of its mind and how to live in a way that honors the Lord and his word. And, there's nothing scary or negative about it, but it's just an expose of the deep theological expose of stuff that people don't like to preach or talk about because the level of spiritual warfare is so deep, but it exposes it all and then relates it directly to our day.
But Carl, these are the questions that people come to church wanting to have answers for, and you're giving it to them. So congratulations on the book. I can't wait to get my hands on it. Parting is such sweet sorrow, as they say, my good friend. I appreciate you spending the time with us, and safe travels. I know you got travels ahead, so be careful, and we'll be talking to you later. Take care.
I look forward to it, Bill. God bless you.
God bless. All right.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.